from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Marcus Golden retired a few minutes ago. I'm going to try to bring order to
this. Unreal. Unbelievable.
What?
You just walked right through that one. You know you wanted to fire off a rebuttal.
I'm a new man. I can't stress that enough here.
All right, you're a new man. I am surprised by this Marcus Golden thing because he didn't practice the last 2 days, fine, but man, it comes at you quick as far as you decide what you can't, you just can't or don't want to go through what it takes to do this anymore in his case. And you know what the immediate offshoot question has to be, right?
Go ahead.
What happens? Well, like pedigree-wise, what happens with DeMarvin Leal now?
I think he moves to outside linebacker.
Like
that's where he practiced the last couple
of days. He becomes like
a
big Lamar Woodley type. He's taller than
really
Woodley.
Really big.
I mean, Woodley played at the end at like 280 probably.
Yeah, but he wasn't good at the end. That
no,
was the
I know.
Problem.
But Leal carries, what is he, 275, and he's about 6'3", 6'4", I think. Woodley was like in his prime about 6'2", what, 265, 260? He played somewhere in that range. Leal 6'3", 6'4", 275, even 6'5", 275, that makes a little more sense. It's a big rush linebacker like that, but he hasn't gotten it done on the line. I'd like to see somebody with his basic physical skills be given a try to just beat somebody one-on-one like that out there. That's what I want to see happen out of this.
I feel like Nick Herbig, if given the chance, is ready for a big year, but he's blocked by the best edge rushing tandem in the entire league. So I didn't think they needed to bring Golden back. I thought it was kind of a luxury signing when it happened. I actually thought it might mean that Alex Highsmith was getting traded, but you very accurately and intelligently pointed out that Highsmith's contract got restructured in a way where there's so much dead money there that you really couldn't trade him.
Mm-hmm.
What continues to bother me about the one complaint I have about Watt as a player and Highsmith as a player is that I feel like they come off the field too much.
Watt particularly, so, given you know how good he is.
So that's why Golden, as a backup, say, has more value, you know, would have had more value to the Steelers than like whoever's backing up Myles Garrett in Cleveland. But the Leal thing just... They drafted him so high in the third round because they thought he was a great athlete for his size, and we just haven't seen it. And it just seems like a lot of square peg round hole or round peg square hole, however the hell that thing works. They're going to now try. It's like...
It reflects poorly on them because they felt like they could turn a tweener into a guy who had a definitive NFL position and a weapon, and so far it's been the complete opposite, I would say. Don't you think they felt like we will figure him out and we will find how to use this guy best?
Your third round picks, in my opinion, should eventually turn into good starters. That's what Alex Highsmith is. He's a very good starter, but he was a third-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Liel was a third-round pick. This is now year three for him. He should be a guy who's good enough to start. He's not even close.
No, you would settle for him finding a position he can handle and starting to become like a decent backup, I think, this year. Do you hear what he was asked if it was now or never time. Did you hear what he said? I don't know about never, but it's definitely now for me. Boy, those are big words.
Ominous words, maybe. A harbinger of big things to come, you think? No, I do not. But
I mean, they could use a guy like him just breaking out as a defensive weapon for them.
I mean, I would think tonight it'll be Herbig on one side and Liel on the other. I wouldn't anticipate them playing Highsmith or Watt at all, would you? Tomlin might
definitely
have,
not Watt. Tomlin might have ruled him out.
Oh, he did?
Either guy's playing.
Okay. Did he go through the list?
It was out there yesterday.
Yeah, there's seven guys not playing. It's Highsmith, Watt, Hayward, Fitzpatrick, then Wilson. No Wilson, no Sayamalu, no Patrick Queen.
So who is the
best? Those are the official ones.
So who
playing.
Is the best player on the Steelers who's expected to play tonight who hasn't been already ruled out by Mike?
PZ Jr. or Pickens?
I was going to say Pickens.
Pickens.
Plus,
Harris and Warren haven't been actually ruled out, have they?
No.
But I would bet Harris ends up being one of those.
Did you say Freiermuth?
He hasn't been ruled out either.
I bet you Harris doesn't play, right? It'll be just maybe not even.
I wouldn't.
I'd prefer why like would you none of those bother? Guys touch the football.
Well, I know that, but you're saying why wouldn't he play? We've seen him.
Well, didn't they learn their lesson with him?
I hope so.
That's what I mean. Like they saw him.
Donnie, look it up. The Tampa Bay game last year, the first preseason game. Give me a stat line on Najee. We know Pickens caught a touchdown pass from Kenny. He played. Did Tomlin give Najee and Jaylen Warren very little reps in that game against Tampa? Or
he might have watched the first picket play and then seeing, hey, we don't need you. Kenny is cooking so much. You can just chill. I think the one about your get on board, I have an inclusive, this is an inclusive bandwagon, everybody and anybody welcome. I think that's my favorite one of the bunch.
Why wouldn't people like that kind of thought from a talk show host? I'm not trying to polarize people. We get accused of polarizing and trying to divide people all the time.
Somebody there did that yesterday when they made fun of me and said, you know, they talked about my lack of hair.
Yeah.
Our boss heard that and said I was trying to be a uniter, not a divider.
Harris did play. He did not run the ball. He had one reception for -1 yard.
Mm. Liel instantly with this news, just knowing how they're thin again now at that position as far as proven talent. They've got their two starters in Herbig. Honestly, that vaults Liel up into like we did our top five guys we're interested to see in this game yesterday. We did a little impromptu power ranking. Liel probably comes in at the honorable mention level now for me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.